Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio with us this morning, we have three dancers, Linda Spearstra, Amber Parker, and Tori Hay. They're from the New Archangel Dancers. They'll be holding auditions next week, and they're here to tell us about the history of this amazing dance group that's been around for how long, Linda Spearstra?
Well, Sarah, we've been around for 48 years.
Wow.
And I've got to say thank you for inviting us today. We really appreciate the opportunity to discuss our group.
And how did you get started 48 years ago?
So our founding mothers started out with folk dancing, and then it evolved into Russian dancing. There was a fellow who had visited Sitka who dialed them in, Fred Klimovich, and he said, you know what, I think you need to focus on one area. And so our founding mothers took that to heart and launched our group, the New Archangel Dancers.
And you perform largely in the summer, right, for tourist and cruise ship groups. How often do you perform at sort of the height of your season?
So we perform about 100 performances a summer, starting early in May and going through the end of September. So when there's a cruise ship in town, we probably have a show.
And how did you get started with this?
So I got started from a fellow coworker at Fish and Game back in the day, 22 years ago, and she really encouraged me to come try out the dancers.
Had you ever folk danced before?
I had no folk dance experience. I had no dance experience. I'm an old dairy farmer.
Okay, and so you were saying that you bring in teachers from really all over to teach folk dances. Has that been a tradition for a while now?
It certainly has. At this time, we have 42 dances in our repertoire, and we've had about 8 choreographers from different regions of Russia.
Okay. And so I'm curious for the other dancers here, when did you all get started, and did you sort of see the beautiful dresses and the dances from afar and think for a couple years, I think maybe I'm going to try out? What was your path to being a dancer with the New Archangel Dancers?
It did take me a couple of years to join the group. I did have some dance experience just in middle school and high school. And then when I moved up here, I actually saw a picture of the dancers on the ferry. And moving up here, and my mom said, oh, you should really check out that group. And so it did take me about 4 years of being in town and seeing shows and having friends in the group. And then I had someone encourage me to try out, and I kind of hemmed and hawed for a couple of years. And then I finally decided, okay, I think now is the time. And so, yeah, that was 6 years ago. So,
okay. And that's Amber Parker, who you really first learned about it from the fairy picture.
That's
pretty amazing. And how about you, Tori?
Yeah. Well, I grew up here. So I was born and raised here. And I remember seeing the dancers when I was little. And so that was kind of something I remember from growing up. But then I moved away and I moved back. And a friend was in the group. And she's like, you know what? You should really try this out. And I was like, really? And she said, yeah. So I went ahead and tried out. And I was really it's been fun ever since. Yeah.
And can you all, for someone who's never seen this kind of dancing, can you describe a little bit about what it looks like?
So the costumes are super colorful, vibrant. I think that's the first attraction. And then when you see all women playing both the male and female parts, you kind of stand back and say, oh my goodness, okay, so this is an all women's, all volunteer group. And so the girls, and I'll have Tori speak to the girls. She's a girl dancer. Yeah. Amber and I are both boy dancers, so that in itself sounds a little bit strange. But from the boys' perspective, a lot of leg strength. You do very traditional Russian tricks, prisadkis, shepaks. Those are very typical traditional Russian athletic type moves.
What are those?
So you get down low and you kick your feet out like a Fiddler on the Roof, where you see the feet coming out like firecrackers. Uh-huh. So it's super athletic and very fun, high energy.
Yeah.
And what? And I was looking at your website. There are some amazing photos of splits as well. What are some of the things that the female dancers have to do?
Yeah. So it's great. I loved hearing Linda talk about that. The female dancers, we do different kinds of tricks, and we build up to this. So, you know, everyone's like super supportive of each other and trying to show us how to do it in little pieces, and then you build on it the next week. So you kind of build up to getting your skill level up over the course of a while. The women dancers, we learn different kinds of spins, like Russian running and ghoulie turns, or just to name a couple that might be at different parts of the dance, and you partner spins, and it's just really fun. And before you know it, 2 hours has gone by and you've had a ton of exercise, and there you go.
And you have rehearsals how often?
At least once a week. So the commitment would be to attend practice for 2.5 hours once a week, and then we always have optional additional practices for learning members. So we have a performing group practice night and a learning member practice night.
Okay. And I'm curious too, Russia is such a vast place, and I imagine there are tons of different kinds of dances from different regions. What's the diversity of dances that you're doing that's in your repertoire right now?
So we represent the Moldavian region, the Belarus region, the Ukrainian region, and then Russia as a component, the Moscow region.
And those are really different kinds of dances?
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah. Costumes, too. The costumes are diverse as well, depending on the region that they come from.
So you actually change costumes multiple times during a performance?
Yes. Yes.
What's the most ornate, interesting costume that you wear?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is. I would say probably our gliding.
Yeah,
the costume. I bet we all have a favorite.
We bet we do. Yep. There's a Ukrainian costume, which has beautiful woven ribbons. It's an apron and an underpart, mm-hmm. and then a vest, and then beads, and then a flower.
So colorful.
Crown. They're all very colorful and very different. Yeah.
I think Sigansky or Tanyets.
The gypsy?
Yeah, Sigansky Tanyets is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. That's our gypsy dance. Mm-hmm. And the skirts are flowing with gold trim, and you have coins on, and
a gold belt with coins on it, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I do love that one.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners might have actually seen you 2 days ago, right? You were in the parade.
Yes.
And I heard you won something.
Oh, we got third place. I just heard last night. So we received third place, a $50 gift. I know, so exciting. Under a group organization. So it was very fun. We had some graduated members with us, current members, and then, of course, we were handing out our open house, which is the 23rd, mm-hmm. and then our auditions on the 30th. So.
Yeah, and we had scarves, too. One of our members made Chris Wilcox made us scarves so that we could hand out former dancers scarves. So there were like 150 women in town wearing these scarves on Alaska
Day. I did see those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For former dancers, too.
Oh, nice. So let's talk about the open house and the auditions, just those details. So tell us first about the open house.
So the open house is next Monday, the 23rd, and it's at our studio, which is at 208 Smith Street. It will be in the evening from 7 to 9:30, and it's just going to be an opportunity for ladies to tour the studio, meet some of the dancers, learn a few steps, be prepared to move, have fun, and we will have snacks, too.
Great.
You got to love the snack part.
Of course.
Okay.
I also believe there's going to be some dancing.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely turn on some music and teach a few steps. And
people can get familiar with our studio, too, which is kind of a unique space in town. I think it's a plus for our group because it has something that I never knew about before, a sprung floor.
Oh, essential.
Yeah.
If you're jumping. Tell us why that's important.
Well, it's a wood floor and it has a mechanism in it where it bounces a little bit, like gives. So like when we're dancing, the floor actually bounces a little bit, which is so great to absorb impact. So for us, like, so we can keep dancing year after year. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice. We really appreciate that. It has beautiful mirrors and lighting so we can see each other really well. And it just has, we have a sauna too if we want to warm up. So it's a really nice space. And I just think it's a cool thing about what we get to do.
Yeah. And there's also a workout component as well. We've got weights and we've got the steps and resistance bands, so members can go in anytime at the studio and utilize that as well, for being part of the group.
That's great. And then when are the auditions and what should people know about those?
October 30th are the auditions. So that begins also at 7 p.m., 7 to 9:30, and we will teach Russian moves. We will work through some Russian tricks, Russian spins, and just get a good calibration for timing, rhythm, knowledge of steps, and take a look at folks who are seriously interested.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for coming into the studio. We've been talking with Linda Spearstra, Amber Parker, and Tori Hay of the New Archangel Dancers. They're having their open house and their auditions next week. If there are any questions, where should people go online or who should they call?
They can definitely call me, 747-8316. I'm sure Amber and Tori would be available. You should give your numbers, too.
Oh, sure. Yep. So this is Amber. My number is 738-6402. Yep.
And there's always online, right, that people can go. What's the website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New Archangel Dancers, www.newarchangeldancers.com. Right, guys?
Is that correct.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And we'll post this interview online, as usual, kcaw.org, by noon today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye.